Arizona votes.
48 days away from Election Day. We have some new polling info to share with you this morning, and there is some real meat in it regarding a couple of statewide elections. First, Mark Kelly with a double-digit lead over Blake Masters in the U.S. Senate race. Second in the Secretary of State's race for the very important position of being first in line to the governorship, after the governor, of course, and the person who oversees elections for the state of Arizona, the Secretary of State's office. A quarter of likely voters are still undecided, and a bunch of people have never heard of either one of the candidates. We're about 3 weeks away from early voting starting, too. And according to OH Predictive Insights' latest Arizona public opinion poll, they call it AZ Pop, Democrat incumbent U.S. Senator Mark Kelly is favored to beat Republican Blake Masters by a 12-point margin. This survey shows that 47% of likely voters prefer Mark Kelly to Blake Masters, 35%. So a 12-point advantage for Kelly. Meanwhile, Libertarian Mark Victor has 6%, and 12% of likely voters are undecided. This is interesting because here's why Mark Kelly has such a commanding lead among all likely voters. When OH Predictive Insights looks at party affiliation, you start to see why Kelly has that lead. Because, 86% of Democrats say they will vote for Mark Kelly, only 2/3 of Republicans say they will vote for Masters. And 20% of Republicans, so 1 in 5 Republicans, say they'll vote for Kelly. So he's got overwhelming support, Kelly does, among his own party, and about 20% support among Blake Masters' party, the Republicans. When you look at the independents, 43% say they'll vote for Kelly, 28% for Masters, 10% for the Libertarian Mark Victor. And as far as the two candidates' coalitions of support go, Kelly's most notable support, in addition to liberals, comes from younger voters, particularly those in the ages between 18 and 34. 63% say they'll vote for Kelly versus 19% for Masters. 62% of Hispanics are for Kelly, 22% for Masters. When you look at Masters' base of support, that comes from conservatives. 74% say they'll vote for Masters. Followed by older voters, those 45 to 54 years old, 44% say they'll vote for Masters, and 65 and older, 48% say they'll vote for Masters versus 39% for Kelly. You interested in the regionals? And I don't mean the regional playoffs. I mean regionally how they do. Okay, we can look at that too, because they break it down that way as well. Kelly outperforms Masters in Maricopa County by 8 points, in Pima County by 21 points, and even leads in rural counties, which is unusual for a Democrat, especially to have this kind of a lead in rural counties in Arizona, 45% versus 28%, and that's in favor of Kelly in rural counties. All right. And then that Secretary of State's race, which we know is very important, right? The race for Arizona Secretary of State. Pollster Mike Noble of OH Predictive Insights says Republican Mark Finchem has a 5-point lead over his Democratic opponent, Adrian Fontes.
Importantly, 1/4 of likely voters, or 25%, are still unsure as to whom they'd vote for.
Yeah. So you got a whole bunch of people not sure who they'd vote for. And that's probably because so many people aren't even sure who's running. And I think part of that is people are unsure about what that job is, Secretary of State. You know, at the federal level, the Secretary of State's an appointed person, sits on the president's cabinet and goes out and, you know, travels the world trying to get us allies, or, you know, distributing American aid around the world. You know, basically being our ambassador to the whole world. Secretary of State in Arizona does a lot of things, like, you know, recording state documents, much in the way that a county recorder would do, you know, with deeds and that kind of thing. Then also oversees elections, does not run the elections. That's done by each individual county, but oversees the election process and is essentially our lieutenant governor. So it is an important job. But it's understandable why people aren't paying nearly as much attention to the Secretary of State's race, especially when you consider we have seen millions and millions of dollars in broadcast spending for ads in the Senate race, which everybody around the country is paying attention to. So, all right. So your headlines from the latest polling information is that in the Secretary of State's race, about a quarter of voters are still undecided. Mark Finchem, the Republican, has about a 5% lead over the Democrat, Adrian Fontes. And Mark Kelly has a double-digit lead among all likely voters over Republican U.S. Senate candidate Blake Masters. It's 519 now at KTAR.